Okay, we begin Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph. Sif Aleph, the Machaber says, Nogin Lakum Ba'ashmoris Lomer Slichus Sachanunim Rosh Chodesh Elo Ve'elach Ad Yom Kippur. The minhag is that we arise early in the morning in order to say Slichos from Rosh Chodesh Elo all the way until Yom Kippur. And the Mishnah Berurah comments, the reason for doing this early in the morning is because at the end of the night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there waiting as an Ace Ratzon. And the reason that we start from Rosh Chodesh, says the Mishnah Berurah, is because that is when Moshe went up to Har Sinai to accept the second set of Luchos, and they blew a shofar and said, Moshe has gone up, and therefore it is an extra Ace Ratzon. We start not actually on Rosh Chodesh, as the Mishnah Berurah says, because on Rosh Chodesh you're not allowed to say Slichos and Sachanunim, rather the day after Rosh Chodesh is when we begin Slichos, and we go all the way until Yom Kippur. The Mishnah Berurah says the minhag by us is that also from Rosh Chodesh El until Yom Kippur, we say L'David Hashem Ori at the end, in the morning and the evening, and we say a Kaddish afterwards, and we actually do it all the way until Shmini Atzeres, and including Shmini Atzeres. On Rosh Chodesh, one should say Baruch Nafshi first, and one should say the Shir Shoyom before Baruch Hinavshi and LeDavid. So LeDavid comes last. So we see the Mishnah Berurah says that you say it in the morning and the evening. Now there's different minhagim, whether it's said at Shacharis and Mincha or Shacharis and Maariv. So the Dirshu Kamens quotes from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who says that if your minhag is to say it at Mincha and you already said it at Mincha and you daven at a place that says it at Maariv, you should say it again at Maariv. Whereas Rav Yashiv says that if you already said it at Mincha, you don't need to say it again at Maariv. If you finish your Shmona Esrei of Maariv while the Tzibur is saying L'David Hashem, and you still haven't said Aleinu yet, you should say L'David with them, and then say Aleinu afterwards. Also, when it comes to saying it until Shmini Atzeres, that is only in Chutz La'aretz that we say it until Shmini Atzeres and not in Simchas Torah, whereas in Eretz Yisrael, they only say it until Hoshana Rabbah, they don't actually say it on Shmini Atzeres. The reason that the Shir Shal Yom comes first is because of Tadir, and that's the same reason that Baruch Hinavshi comes first, because of Tadir over L'David. Again, the Mechaber said that we say it early in the morning. However, even though it sounds like you're supposed to say it early in the morning, right before Netzachama, right before Amar HaShachar, the Matei Ephraim writes that the minhag in most places is to say it after Amar HaShachar, right at Amar HaShachar, not at the Sof HaLaila, and many have the minhag to say it at Chatzos. So they're really different practices, whether to say it right after Chatzos or to say it right after Amud HaShachar. Moshe Feinstein says that the minhag has always been to say it at Chatzos, but to say it before Chatzos one should definitely not do. It's to say at 10 o'clock, to say Slichos or something like that, or Moshe says should not be done. If there's a Shasat HaGadol, like in a place where it's dangerous to go out late at night at Chatzos or something like that, so one could be Matir as Hora Shah, but the Yid Gimel Midos do not really work at that time, and it should be clear that this is only Hora Shah and should not be assumed that this works every year. Rather, each year anew, it would have to be decided that this is possible. What happens if someone has the opportunity to say Slichos or either after Netz HaChama or at Chatzos? Should they say it at Chatzos or after Netz HaChama? Rav Chaim Kanievsky says you should say it after Chatzos, whereas Rav Yashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach say it's better to say it after Netz HaChama than to say it at Chatzos, except for the first night, where the minhag of many is to say it at Chatzos. The Ramah comments, minhag b'nei Ashkenaz ein okein el Rosh Chodesh ve'elach maschin l'skoach et filas ha-sha'acharis. So the Ashkenazim don't start saying Slichos at Rosh Chodesh. At Rosh Chodesh, we start blowing the shofar, and some people even blow the shofar at a Maariv, and we only start saying Slichos on the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah. And if Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Monday or a Tuesday, then we start from the week before, from the Sunday before. Mishnah Berurah says that not only do we blow shofar starting from Rosh Chodesh Elul, but we also start saying Tehillim, 10 Mizmorim of Tehillim, after every Shacharis in order to complete the Tehillim, and during Aseret Yom we say even more Tehillim. But when it comes to the recitation of Slichos, the Mishnah Berurah says that even an individual is able to say Slichos on his own without a minion, however, he should skip the parts of the Yud Gimel Midos. Also, he should skip parts which are said in Aramaic. The Abu Dram writes that when one says Vayikra B'Shem Hashem, they should take a break between B'Shem and Hashem. Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. If there is no minyan when Ashrei is recited for Slichos, you can say Ashrei without the minyan, and then when the minyan comes, you can say Kaddish in the middle of Slichos. El Yerabba writes that they should then say three psukim afterwards whenever there is a minyan. If there is a minyan at the beginning of Slichos and then some people left, some say you can still say the Kaddish after Slichos as well. Why is it that we start from the Sunday before? Because many have the minhag to fast during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva for 10 days, but you're always going to lose 4 days of Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and Shabbos Shuvah, and Erev Yom Kippur. So therefore, you need to make up those 4 days, the 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. And in order that there should just be a set time that we would always start Slichos, we made it that Sunday. And therefore, if you don't have the 4 days from Sunday to Rosh Hashanah, so then you have to start already from the Sunday before. Another reason that it's specifically 4 days, besides for the extra 4 days of fasting, is because there is a concept by a korban that it requires checking the korban 4 days before one is makarvit. And every korban has the concept that we are actually sacrificing ourselves instead of the korban, and that's what we're doing for Shoshana. So that's why they establish the 4 days beforehand for this purpose as well. If someone is reciting Slichos slowly and they don't finish the paragraph before the tzibur gets up to the Yigvam Midos, Rabbi Yashom Shlomo Zalman Orbach said that they should stop in the middle of the paragraph and say Yigvam Midos with the tzibur and then continue from where they stopped.